It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A gun used in the shooting that killed 10 people at a King Soopers on Monday may have been banned in Boulder just 4 days prior. A judge last week threw out a 2018 ordinance that banned assault-style weapons and high-capacity magazines in the city, saying it violated state law. Boulder Mayor Sam Weaver told NPR the city may appeal to the state Supreme Court.
We're what's called a home rule city, which means we have statutory authority to create our own laws. We would like to stop the state from telling us what to do.
Weaver also called on state leaders to introduce their own version of Boulder's restrictions. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett paid tribute to those who were killed at the King Soopers in the Senate Wednesday. Standing next to photos of the 10 victims, Bennett said a generation has grown up under the specter of gun violence.
Boulder will heal, but this scar will always be there. My daughter's generation will always bear the burden of a national government that did nothing to protect them.
He urged his colleagues to pass bills to reduce gun violence, including legislation on universal background checks and mental health services. After weeks of fierce community debate, the Douglas County School Board approved its first ever equity policy for students. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
School board members say the policy aims to build more inclusive classrooms and give students, based on their identities like religion, race, and disability, the resources they need to succeed. In the predominantly white district, teachers and students of color have complained about racism in schools. Parent Dominic Esposito.
Without a policy, all children cannot thrive.
Critics voice concerns that the policy will lead to biased curriculum about white privilege, gender, sexual orientation, and liberal ideologies. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Nursing home residents who have been vaccinated against COVID-19 now have more opportunities to visit with their families in person. The state released new guidance this week, which says fully vaccinated people in residential care facilities can choose to have close contact with visitors as long as they wear masks and clean their hands before and after. The updated public health order still limits visitations at facilities with ongoing outbreaks and low vaccination rates among residents. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.